UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Because of this move from a... Boy, that was a nice snort right into the mic.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Sorry. Texas says, how upset is MAGA Strebel today?
And James Strebel.
I'm not upset at all. I'm not MAGA. And I'm not upset.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You can't fault a coach for having a good resume set up to where and having network set up to where that they can go and find a good landing spot. I think that's all that is with all three of these assistants. I still don't think it changes the fact that this ship may be sinking and, you know, Satterfield's going to be the one to see it down into the ocean, so to speak.
It's a 5 o'clock hour hanging out with you, 437-9680. We may dive into a couple things that we got to last hour. Reminder, the 5 o'clock hour presented by the Fitness Market, the best brands, all the equipment you may need, including strength equipment, weights, whatever it may be, the best brands at the best prices. It is the Fitness Market. You can find them online today, thefitnessmarket.com. 882-2694 is the number. Also, go to their Facebook page, always keeping that updated with all the good things they have. Just type in The Fitness Market. They're at the intersection of Watterson Trail and Plantside Drive, the other location on Westport Road. Family-owned business, been around for more than 20 years. It is The Fitness Market. We all have something from them here.
Yeah.
At ESPN Louisville, thefitnessmarket.com. We learned something about Strebel. And it's very rare that we learn something at all on this show, but we learned something from Strebel that when we were talking about Satterfield and, you know, Dwayne Ledford and Ponce de la Ponce, it just random. I don't know how it even came up in conversation that we talked about some of Satterfield's kids, you know, finishing up high school back in North Carolina. You know, this would have been during the season they were good, that Louisville was good, and you said you would never do that.
No, I would not do that.
You would not separate the family.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, my wife would agree with me.
Mitch thought it was a weird take, a weird hill for you to die on.
Yeah, I'm not dying on the hill. I'm just telling you that's just how it is. And like I said, my wife would be in 100% agreement. As long as we're still together, we all stay together. Now, when they graduate high school, they go off to college,
Why would you not be together? I mean, nothing would happen. You'd be fine.
No,
You always get nervous.
I'm just saying, like, I would like, okay, agreed, senior year is a big deal. I mean, but it's not like it's the end of the world. Like, you go to a different school for 1 year because your dad or your mom has a new, better job, making more money. Yeah, he'll be fine. He would have been, all these people like, oh, Strebel, you're weird. This is a weird take. It's not a weird take. Most families would stay together. It would be actually, it's outside of the norm to leave your senior year high school son in another state and just leave him there and be like, well, see you. I might see you on the weekend sometime when I'm not coaching football. I'll see you. We can Zoom. No, that's weird.
Texas says, why is James describing Mitch's stepdad with the chain wallet?
Was on purpose.
Texas says, will you put soap in your son's mouth when he's 16?
No, I haven't done that since even before I told the story.
Texter, Strebel is selfish.
No, I'm not selfish.
Strebel is insecure.
No, I'm not selfish or insecure at all. There's nothing that has to do with selfish or insecurity. Nothing at all. I love my family, and we need to stay together as a family. Your bum friends in high school, you won't talk to them 3 years after high school. You graduate high school. Guess who you're going to talk to? Your mom, your dad, your brother, and sister.
You talk to people in your high school, don't you?
I have literally two friends from high school that I still talk to.
There
two.
You go.
Yeah, but guess who I talk to all the time? That's my family.
That's because you didn't go to St. X or Trinity.
That's right. I wasn't part of that brotherhood.
There, it would have been a brotherhood.
That's right. That's a good point. I'd be talking to everybody in my graduating class.
Still. Everybody.
Every day.
Every day. Every single day.
Remember that time Bob Beatty walked into our health class and winked at us?
No, it's like Vanetti's always sending a newsletter. Like, it's enough. By the way, do you want to sing happy birthday to Terry Miners?
No.
Okay. That's
if Locke was here, he would do it.
I figured I would just throw that out there.
I'll decline.
Texas says, are you guys on LSU plus 1.5 tomorrow? I think I saw that that Louisville was also favored by 1, if I'm not mistaken, over Duke. So if you like Kentucky or Louisville, you know, if you like them to win, if you like them to lose, I mean, the numbers are pretty good right now.
I mean, who would like Kentucky to win? How are they still getting favored in these games? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't understand. I mean, the people in Vegas think, well, this is the week that Kentucky wins. I didn't like it against Georgia, them being favored. I don't like it against LSU, them being favored. They're not winning. It's not happening. And I'll try to make the post-game show funny for all of you that listened to it like I did last time.
Well, it's always odd. You're always stuck. You're stuck.
What do you mean?
In this bedroom, doing the in your son's bedroom.
Yeah.
Doing the post game, which is just very odd to me.
Where does Kellen go when you're in his bedroom? It's like late at night and you're doing it.
Well, I found that the Ethernet cord that I have is long enough to where I can stretch it across the hall to my bedroom.
There you go.
So the last couple shows, I've done it in my bedroom.
There you go. So, well, do it in the man cave.
I don't have a connection downstairs.
Oh, that's fine. We'll figure it out. We'll figure something out.
I like using the Ethernet because I know it's going to work. I don't trust Wi-Fi and all hotspots stuff like that. Like, I don't want to have to call or text you and be like, Andy, I'm stuck. Help me. Because I know you're busy. It's the weekend. I don't want to bother
you. I'm not busy.
The Ethernet cord.
I don't want to hear it, but I'm not busy.
Exactly. You don't want to hear it, and I understand that.
Like I'm going to do what I'm doing right now, sitting in this chair with that TV on and this computer on.
That's what you're doing.
That's going to be the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You're looking at it right now.
Well, me too. When I go home and after I eat and the kids go to bed and everything, I'm going to be sitting in front of my TV in the basement, and I'm going to be – yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. We're crushing bourbon. It's going to be great.
The text line, it can't read any of them.
That's fine.
This one was funny, though.
Okay.
Ask Round Daddy if his wife would have married the doctor if she would have cared if the kids went away for a year. It's a great text. That one crushes you.
Yeah.
That one crushes you.
Again, the doctor doesn't have her. I do. Take that, Doc.
Texter says, Strebel to Kellen, I know what your senior year means to you, but you're not going to be a snowflake. Get in the car. We're leaving.
It has nothing to do with being a snowflake or not. It has to be you want to be around your kids. That's what it has to do. It has nothing to do with toughen up, boy, or anything like that.
Texas says, it's Terry Miner's birthday. Do you guys have Sound of Locke screaming Terry Miner's when he showed up to one of the guys' remotes? Yes, if we can, Grossman, go ahead and open. If we can find anything in the Terry Miner's folder, I would like to play it here. If that's fine, I would like to play it here. We have talked a lot today. I mean, we have talked a ton. Sorry, just the text line, man. Oh,
I know they're coming at me, and that's fine.
I mean, everyone is.
I'm glad I don't have access to the tech. Like, I've thought about asking for, like, the app,
have access.
But I don't want it.
And
here's why. Because I would look at it randomly and get mad.
Me? Oh, Lord.
I would look at it randomly, and people would be saying stuff to me. I'd get mad. I'd want to respond. So it's better that I don't have access to the text line. I'd rather have Jack or Ints read off the text than me having it, because it would be bad. It would be bad.
Texter says, so Strebel's been doing the post game in the same room he makes love.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what else you want me to say. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
You think that's weird? Then okay.
Jack, what do you think about that? Do you think anything about that?
Terry Miner!
Jack!
Is that all we have?
Terry Miners is the Jesus of U of L athletics.
Oh,
Locke.
Man.
Is that the only person that Locke sucks up to?
I mean,
Terry Miners!
His spectrum boss.
I was about to say. By the way, there's a picture going out. Malik Williams looks like he's – I mean, it looks like he might be practicing.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like that.
Oh, it could be a big deal. I mean, I don't know. It could be a big deal for Louisville, the Cards.
Maybe the Cards. Guard
Matthew Hurt.
The Cards. There you go. Quickly, I mean, if you're just joining us for today, we do have the mixtape, the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes or so. Mitch just texted.
I saw it.
Do you want to read that?
Yeah, I'll read it.
Go ahead.
Did Strebel get any alone time on his birthday yesterday?
Go ahead.
It's a happy birthday. I enjoyed, had a good birthday. Had a very good birthday. Very positive birthday. Very sweet.
Very sweet. What a stupid thing to interrupt a Dwayne Ledford take. As sweet as the Ledford cookies. There's the chortle.
There's a spam. I had a spam call too just now. Thank you, Apple, for telling me it's a spam.
Jack,
call.
What's your face looking like over there? I can't see you.
Terry Miner.
I bet he wished him a happy birthday.
I bet he did. You know he did. You know he texted him.
Hey T.
Hey T.
Hey T.
See you on the link.
Is that all we have in the Miners folder? We don't have anything else. That's all we have.
I pulled a couple. I'll try to find some more real quick.
No. If whatever you have, I want to hear. At any point, just let me know, and I will stop my Dwayne Ledford take. But that was the lead. I mean, and listen, I don't know. It's going to take time, and Louisville fans are not going to like that. But today was not a good day for U of L football. Nope. And Louisville football right now, I would consider to be the waters are just murky for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know how good Malik is. I don't know how good that quarterback room is. Right? Like, I don't know any of
Chris Mack! Terry Miner!
Play it again.
Wow.
Play it again. Like that.
Chris Mack! Terry Miner!
So anyway, Dwayne Ledford, he leaves and... You know, I think everyone thought he was one of the backbones of the team. And, you know, the coaching staff was sold, and he was one of the guys that was sold as, hey, this is going to make this staff really good. You talk about recruiting. You talk about his offensive mind. You talk about the offensive line, the offensive line being the part of it. So the way it's been constructed the last couple years, there's no way that you could look at this and not be a little bit worried.
Right.
I mean, not just say that is a substantial loss, okay, to the coaching staff. Now, I know Bob talked about it earlier. Coaches come, coaches go, assistants especially. I get that, but I feel like probably the fan base feels like you wanted at least a year, if not a couple more years, of Dwayne Ledford.
Yeah.
Because you've had a couple defections from the staff. We'll get to that here in a second. And you want to have him building something. And that did not happen. And so, you know, that is – it is a worrisome loss now as Satterfield replaces a couple guys on this offensive staff, at least one that is going to have to be – I think he needs an offensive coordinator. Like, I think he needs another voice in the room that knows what he's doing the way that – you know, I think Calipari needs another voice in the room maybe than some of the guys he has that knows what's going on. So it is a sizable loss. And then the other side of it is I don't know what's true. And we talked about this. Find the podcast. We did, you know, 40 minutes on this. I don't know – what is true? That's why I said the waters are a little bit murky, okay, because I don't know what's true. And I bring all that up because I don't know if there are some guys leaving and if that has any correlation at all or simply coincidence of what happened with Scott Satterfield. I don't know if these guys thought there would be raises. They're not there. We know the financial situation, and also we know the financial situation when Satterfield was trying to go, the back and forth there with Vince Tyre. These are all things I don't know. It could just be, and many people have made this assumption, and I'm not saying it's, I'm saying it may be true. You had one guy. You had, you know, Norville McKenzie go back to Vanderbilt. All the ties there. You had Dwayne Ledford go to the NFL, and you had Ponce go back to the, you know, Majestic Boone,
North Carolina.
And you could say that's a step up. I don't know. I tend to think I need to see how much he's getting paid.
Right. Which we no one sent that in. I don't think anyone.
I haven't seen it. I mean, it's just one of those things to where Louisville's been picked. Their coaching staff has been picked apart, and
which is
odd. The luster has left a little bit of where it was a couple years ago, and there are various reasons for that, whether that be fair or unfair. I'm telling you, Louisville football, Kentucky football,
Kentucky basketball.
Kentucky basketball. We'll see what happens with U of L basketball and the NCAA. Like, next year, there's going to be heat on some of these teams.
100%.
Like legit.
Yeah. For the first time
In
Calipari's career, he's going to have heat. Stoops is going to have heat. I think out of the three of them, Andy, Stoops is probably third on the list. I think you go Satterfield. Yeah. Stoops is fine. His heat is going to be honestly.
And I don't think Kentucky fans will analyze him.
They won't
properly anyway.
No, there's to me there's no heat on Stoops.
Yeah,
there, I don't think
unless he
wins like three or four games and that's it.
I don't think there is on Sat, but I think if he has a bad year,
I think Sat
If you have a bad year or a mediocre year, it's full panic.
Yeah,
and if you have a really really good year, you're going to be panicked that he's going to leave.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be some angst, but, you know, the coaching staff, the quarterback room, like how good are they going to be? There's some murkiness as we go into this Louisville offseason.
Yeah, absolutely. And you brought it up in the first hour. You know, how odd is it that coaches are being poached from a 4-7 team? You normally don't see that. You don't usually see coaches on a losing team that was just bad.
Dwayne Ledford was well thought of.
Yeah.
That this past year did not hurt Dwayne Ledford.
It didn't hurt Dwayne Ledford.
No, not at all.
No, it didn't hurt Dwayne Ledford.
That's why he was one of the prizes of this. That's why he was the lead.
Of the staff.
Yeah, Satterfield was one, and he was number two.
And it wasn't a close third behind him. I mean, I don't know who else you put
third.
Well,
Brian Brown.
Who's
done a good job.
Everyone fired.
Who, by the way, is, I think, done a better job than much of the offense.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that defensive unit at the beginning of the season was bad, and they got much, much better. And everybody wanted him fired after the first, two, three games of the season. Fire Brian Brown. But he was good. He was really, really good.
But I don't want to even look at the text line.
It's a mess. I know it's a mess.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. They're all crushing me. It's fine. Crush, crush, crush.
A little bloom off that rose.
Which one? All of them? All three things we just mentioned? All three teams?
Texter Brian Brahm as OC. You think Satterfield's going to bring a Brahm in?
Oh, that would be just a genius move on Satterfield's part.
I had a buddy try to sell me on that. He's like, he's got to get a Brahm, a guy with a local connection. I was like, you really think he wants to bring in someone from
sniffing around?
Bring in someone from that family when the fan base still wants a Brahm to be the head coach?
I mean, Rummage brought it up today. He's like, you know, after every game, he's going to be like, you know, give Brian Brahm more control of
the
offense.
More control, 100%.
It'd be a nightmare for Scott Satterfield. It's the worst kind of hire he can make is a Brahm.
Oh, he's not going to do that.
Oh, he's not. Oh, there's no way.
He's not
going
to do that.
There's no way in hell he would do that. No.
Who you got tomorrow? Q Slazer, Matthew Hurt. That coming down to 4-3-7-9-6-8.
I'll go with the guy that's averaging a double-double, other than the guy that comes off the bench and is a fake tough guy. That's what I'll take. I'll take the real player over the fake tough guy.
Texas says the luster has been gone. There you go.
Thank you.
Paul Petrino. Person's joking. Paul Petrino. Paul. Is he still out there coaching somewhere?
I mean, he's been
Do you know where Paul Petrino currently coaches? Because I have no idea.
Is he still in Idaho?
I don't know.
That's the last time I heard about him.
All right, Crino, we got to take a quick break before we get to the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape here. How do you feel about this currently?
I'm feeling pretty good. And also, Paul Petrino is still the head coach of Idaho.
He's still in Idaho.
And you like this. Located in Moscow, Idaho.
Is Blank going to be there?
Yeah, he is. He's covering it.
Is Blank moving
Apparently
out
the UK
there?
UK media is there with him.
Yes. Mark Story's there. Let's take a break on the other end. We wrap up the week. It's the mixtape. You know what? It's next on ESPN 680 1057.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What have you been doing since you've been quarantined at the Grossman household?
I've been playing video games. I got my 2K player on a 94 overall right now. I've been watching a lot of TV shows recently. I just started the show All American on Netflix.
And James Strebel.
It's pretty good. It's about an African-American football player from Compton. Goes to Beverly Hills and starts playing for them. It's pretty good.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So mixtapes coming up here in just a few minutes. A reminder, we'll have all the pregame coverage for U of L and Duke at 3 o'clock with Maven. That's going to be on all stations, 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. We'll have the postgame as well. That's going to be only on 680, 105.7 with your boy Rummage. We'll have Bellarmine basketball this weekend, including tonight. So we are absolutely locked and loaded. You guys got the postgame show. What
around
time is that game? About 8 o'clock or so.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Tip-off.
On the UK side. So we are locked and loaded. It is a busy weekend. We got your NFL beginning at 2:30 on Sunday. Quickly, who do you think wins? You know what? I'm going to roll Buffalo. Give me Buffalo and give me the Packers.
That's who I like. I like Buffalo.
Okay, well, now I need to pivot.
Well, I got every – last week when we said our picks, I got all of them right.
There you go.
Got them all right.
Congratulations.
Yes, I won nothing because of that.
Nothing. What do you have, Jack? Anything? Who do you think wins this weekend, Sunday? Chiefs. You going Chiefs? Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Anderson.
Ugh. Yeah, that's why I want. You know what? I think Mahomes is great.
The Bills fans are obnoxious, but still.
But I'd rather the Bills win than more Jason Anderson tweets.
Yeah,
that's the last. He's so
you've pivoted, I'm with you. You've pivoted against Anderson, then.
I have.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
It's enough. I get it. Yeah. You like the Chiefs.
All right, let's dive into it. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic Mixtape, EDPD. They do not have to rule your life. If you need help in that area, it's HightowerMens.com, HightowerMens.com, 690-2800, and they present the mixtape each and every Friday at about 525, 530 or so. Well, let's open it up. Let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
Alrighty, let's go. Let's fire it up.
And even me, I mean, you can probably hear my voice, the calm in my voice tonight. I mean, it's your second loss of the season. We're not, you know, I mean, our season's not over and our coach isn't, you know, on here telling us, you know, like that he just cares about the heart of the players and stuff.
Cal's exposed. Just as bad as Mark Stoops was exposed in this only SEC schedule, Cal's being exposed this year with this team. It's done. It's over. Unless he turns things around next year and makes and gets back to form, John Calipari's time in Lexington ain't going to be that long. I'm telling you right now. It ain't going to happen. I'm so mad.
That's after Georgia.
So bad.
No, not Georgia. That was after... Who they play before?
It doesn't matter.
They lose.
Yeah,
they lose.
Any of them. Yeah.
Any of them. They lose. Yeah.
Keep them coming.
Oh.
Oh. Until the second half. By the way, talk. I need water. Talk.
I've got a couple of minutes here, and I got to get a thing of water here. I'm going to start coughing on air. Thank you. Oh. Much better.
God, the gulp.
Players for Sale soliciting cash for his services ends up at Florida State, and now we've got to play against them. Yes, the Nike money has not run out at FSU. Let's just be real about that. It's fine. Everybody cheats. We just get caught.
I can't believe I'm telling this on the air, but there has to be a symbolism to this. It's not sexual, but it's very, very odd. And I see them walk by, and they walk to the other side of the pool. And out of the corner of my eye, I said, I don't think that the girl's got a bathing suit on. And I turn and look, and sure enough, she is buck-ass naked. I was like, I was embarrassed. I was like, does that woman think that's cute? That girl's much too old to be walking around and not have a bathing suit on. And I was shaking my head I remember saying to Darlene, I don't know, maybe they're European.
You're just judging this nudist naked family.
I guess Europeans are a lot more casual with their nudity than we are, but I don't know. That was strange.
The oddest sound of the week.
Yeah, it is. Keep them coming.
And you look, they were right on you, and they were right on you, and you got balls jerked from your hand.
He got in there pretty quick.
Louisville was the team that was...
Ooh, what's
first
that?
First year we've seen that either. Not just with Florida State.
Wait, whoa, what was what? That in the background? Was that a chortle? What was that, Jack?
That was Ethan Moore snorting.
Oh, twice. Ethan Moore. Yeah, yeah, there was a lot of that. Yeah, there was a lot of that. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape on ESPN 680 105.7. Keep them coming.
But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
I'm dying. Play it again.
But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Sound of the year. Oh.
Incited the erection.
I doubt
incited the erection.
But I'm glad they did it at home. Excuse me. Oh, sneeze. Thank you. No cough button, so you all ought to hear that.
I got you. I got you back here. The people on the stream are laughing their ass off, but...
Who's laughing?
Oh, the people on the stream, because they hear everything. They hear when we say potty words. They get the show.
They hear
the
like if I said to Mike, "That's a bunch of shit," they'd hear that.
Yep. Attaboy. Please don't do that again, because the
everybody heard that.
Yep. Nope. Please don't say that again.
Oh my God.
No, I played soccer in college. I love soccer. Yay, soccer.
That's for you, Ince.
Pat asked like a multi-part question, and you know, it was like long drawn out, you know, big production question. Yeah. And he's like, we're just missing a lot of shots.
We're missing, saw some misses. So
saw some misses.
I'm sure he will take that personally. He's probably got a voodoo doll of Chris Mack up in his house right now. Is there any doubt that he's thinking of curses to put on Chris Mack right now?
Definitely.
Process, you know that's true. You know he stayed up all night. Stuart, I can't believe he said that to me.
Hey, Coach. Pat Jaggers, ESPN Louisville. In regards to the three-point shooting, a little bit better than the other night. Obviously, probably not where you want it to be, shooting 25%. But in regards to the three-point shooting, how much of it is just guys not knocking down open shots? Is it shot selection? Kind of what are you seeing when it comes to three-point shooting?
A lot of misses.
To Shannon.
Poor Patty Ice, man. Poor Patty Ice. But Blank and Dean are not sticking up for their guy.
I know. They sided with Chris Mack.
Come on, Blank. Yeah. Keep them coming on the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape. Let's go.
I kind of keep coming back to Mike. Like, what are you doing to shake this thing up? Is it? I think some of these kids honestly should be playing for Bellarmine and not U of L.
Oh, man. That's a bad take. That's a bad take.
Yeah. When the best guys on the floor are not the athletic freaks, it's Obi freaking Toppin.
Obi Toppin? Or no, Jacob Toppin.
I mean, don't, he don't, looked yeah. like Obi Toppin at times today. Oh.
You know, Cousin Will, you need to do a blind tit taste
There's
test.
No...
tit.
Keep them coming.
I thought Baltimore should have scored more than 3 points. I mean, that's...
Well, let's ask the only question that matters. Did Lamar choke? That's the only question in Louisville, Kentucky that matters. Did Lamar choke? I think he choked. I think he absolutely choked in that interception. That three down series is going to go down as one of the worst in his career, where he fumbles on first, misses Hollywood Brown. It's kind of a tough way to say it, but Brown was open, and there are quarterbacks who make that throw and then throws a 101-yard interception. I think he choked.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
This is an all-systems failure. This is a Kentucky football during the Joker Phillips era type season right now. This is a Billy Gillespie.
This is worse than Billy Gillespie.
Billy Gillespie is better than this.
It's true.
I don't know, but the needs to get corrected.
Wow.
Max.
I can't hear you, John Hill.
Can you hear me now?
Barely. Speak louder.
Speak louder.
Oh.
So I'm just so glad to be on the air with Jeff Greer, and I have no idea if he's the same guy he was before his little European, you know, excursion, but I'm going to assume he is. So I'm just so thrilled to be here this morning.
Hey, I got to tell you, Drew, nobody has encouraged me more in one evening in Louisville to put more fireball in my body than Jared Stillman.
I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine.
Have
Jeffrey
Greer.
Keep him coming on ESPN 680 1057.
Aiden has skill,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know, man. Rubbish.
I watch him catch and dunk.
Yeah.
And he probably has the best hands for the big man
on
the team. Actually, probably JJ. It's between JJ and Aiden, right?
Yeah.
Just as far as catching and going right to the basket.
Yeah. It might be Aiden, man.
How do you know? How can they even say that? Come on. By the way, Matt Patricia going back to the Patriots. That's fantastic. keep them coming on the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape. Let's go. Let's get some funny ones. Go.
Quit asking. Lose our number. Listen to the damn take.
Don't listen to the take. Listen to us.
Listen to us. That's right.
Wow.
Matt. Thank you.
Who's he mad at there?
Yeah. A texter?
Doesn't matter. Probably.
Yeah.
Tech says, let the record show for the take that Blankenbaker does disagree with Diener on popcorn. They
I disagree with you all the time.
I know. Well,
it's a ridiculous thing. Like, it's an afternoon show thing.
Of course it is.
Which, by the way, they've ruined the sweet old Mitchell Hannigan that used to be. Like, he's Anakin Skywalker. He's now Darth Vader. We're never going to get him back.
Yeah.
He was a sweet, young, ginger boy, and now Andy Sweeney has ruined him, and he lives for the pats on the head from Andy Sweeney.
Yeah.
And you know what? And Andy will be the first person who will throw him under the bus. So I don't understand it.
Oh, that's rich coming from him.
It really
living
is.
From for pats on the head?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Blank.
I mean...
Blank.
Yeah, it really is.
Blank. Come on, man. Stay in your lane. You leave our show alone.
Oh, keep them coming. Mitch, he races tweet. He goes, but this is what we're talking about. I don't know what time this was, but at this moment.
It was like right after Saints lost.
Yeah, because I got to be honest. Several people sent this to me. And I saw it.
I knew it would make the rounds. I knew.
And it did. He goes, I am so sick to my stomach. I got a TV for sale, a PS4 for sale, and a mini fridge for sale. Or at JaredCook89, my Venmo/Cash App is MitchHannigan12. Being dead serious.
That
Jared Cook. I mean, what a fraud. What a big fat phony.
I read that and I had tears in my eyes. I absolutely did.
Let's go, Jack. Fast.
Last time,
all right, there we go.
We disagreed on a Kentucky coach.
How about that?
He was blowing Billy Clyde Gillespie and loved Billy Clyde. And how did that work out?
Jack, I tried to. Oh, the show's over.
Can that go out over the air?
Grossman.
Jack.
He's not coming out, but he's in there now.
Culminating with a picture of an erect naked penis.
The big guys were, I mean, Louisville's quote-unquote big guys were giving away 5-6 inches to these guys.
I need an extra inch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind saying that.
Maybe too.
At the bottom. Texas says, Strebel gets worse by the minute. He needs to shut up about Louisville. We can beat teams we're supposed to. Can Kentucky say that?
That's great. When you go to the tournament and you play a team that's better than you, you're going to get stomped and you're all be crying, Chris Mack stinks. Get him out of here.
I mean,
and then you're going to agree with me. That this is like Xavier basketball in Louisville. That, I mean, I've heard so many calls into Ethan Moore say, we got whooped on Big Monday. We don't get whooped on Big Monday in Louisville. It's Louisville basketball. We don't get whooped on Big Monday.
It's always Florida State, too. It's always
it is.
It is always Florida State.
So you text her, go cry to your fans that were calling to Ethan Morrissey and saying the exact same thing I'm saying right now. Cry to your own fan base. Don't come crying to Round Daddy. Go cry to Ethan Moore and Steve Rummage, who he and Marcus Maven embarrass themselves. We're losing this game. We shouldn't even go on the court. We told you Rummage we were going
to
lose.
Rummage got so mad, he went to the Smokies.
Yeah, go get mad at Rummage. Don't get mad at me.
Got so mad, he went to the Smokies.
I'm out of here. I got to go to the Smokies.
He whipped on all these teams. I mean, on all these players. It's unreal. Boston still sucks. I don't care that he got 18. And how do you score on that play at the end of the game, dude?
I don't know, man. They were lost. They just got screened and just got lost. All right, Sid, I appreciate the call, man. It is. I agree. I don't want these smart guys. I want these meatheads. You can take your Matt LaFleur and your Sean McVay's and your not leave Kevin Stefanski. He's fine. Right. All these other
love Sean McVay. His understudy's your new OC.
Yeah, but I'd rather have somebody
you
like
don't want
that.
Him.
I want somebody I'm gonna poke you in the eye. I'm gonna thumb you in the eye.
I'm gonna
fish hook you. That's what's gonna happen. That's what I want, baby.
I don't want the smart guys. I want the meatheads. Signed a teacher.
We're talking about football, man. We're not talking about
that one.
Not talking about up here teaching philosophy. We're not talking about astronomy. We're not talking about biology. We're talking about football. I don't need some egghead rolling in here and saying, "What we're going to do is run this down." You know, we're going to get here. We're going to do the Oklahoma drill and the gauntlet. That's what I'm talking about. We're not teaching genetics.
Wow.
The Louisville coach turned down the Tennessee job a few years ago.
Right. You know? And,
Scott Satterfield's, Louisville coaches go everywhere.
Yeah, Scott Satterfield's been mentioned for this job by some outlets.
Really?
You know, and if he picks up the phone and turns them down, they'll be turned down by Louisville coach twice.
Wow, that's confident. Wow. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape right here on this Friday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. I should remind you, bonus hours coming up next. No inside Churchill Downs tonight. 690-2800, HightowerMens.com. Keep them coming, fast and furious.
Is that the most shocking thing to come out of my mouth today?
Teddy, Kentucky's breaking all these records. Notre Dame never won at Rupp Arena.
This is the biggest one. You heard about the one thing, right?
What?
These nuts.
Let's go to Scott. He's up next on the show. Scott, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey guys. Hey, I love the show. I've been listening to you for at least three years.
Thank you.
Big Kentucky fan. And guys, I don't know how to say this, brother, but I'm done, man. I can't. If you can tell with my voice, I'm really hurt.
I'm really hurt.
Hang on, Mitch. Before we do this, let me just show. Come here, Cerebral.
Yeah. What we got?
You want your girl? Your girl Jessica.
Wow. Little wow. I mean, she's like.
Got a couple more.
I can't explain that. Oh boy.
COVID doesn't exist in Miami.
Those girls just do whatever the hell they want to do. They go out, no masks. They do whatever. They're immune.
Here's one that's going to kill you. This is going to kill them, Mitch. This is going to kill them. Make sure we're recording.
The green lingerie is pretty good.
I know. This one's better.
All right.
This one's gonna hurt
you. Clutching my chest.
You should be.
Oh, boy. I mean, good grief. That bubblegum pink.
Oh, wow, man. Mitch is like, thank God we're not talking about my gambling.
Yeah,
like, thank God that's not what we're talking about.
He's showing him Jessica pictures.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them. How about that one?
See, I like that because it's like
a little tank time.
A little tank top. And you see her, you know, walking around, you know, wearing a tank top. She's not going to be walking around in her underwear all the time. Or a bikini.
So, Mitch, how about your gambling? What do you think when you hear that back? You did good radio. You did good radio.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Keep them coming here on the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape.
We're three wide. I can't get in. process.
In this, Lamar didn't choke. Tucker choked. Oh, the coddling. I just wish Louisville fans could say, you know what? He didn't win. He's not a choker, but it's his fault. It's his fault. I get over it. It doesn't mean he is flawed. It doesn't mean, like, you know, that he's never going to play it down in the NFL again. Yeah. But when he makes mistakes, the excuse making around here, he's a bigger boy than this. He doesn't need to be protected like this. Yeah. He's a big boy.
Well, people
didn't
protect
play
their
his
own.
Best game.
Biden said that Trump left him a very generous letter. How about that, Grossman?
That surprises me. I'm happy he did, I guess.
I guess.
Quinn Slezinski, he's the only Louisville player in a positive plus and minus last night. He played 23 minutes, and he was plus 9. Everybody else is negative. So, you know, I'm like, okay, so Slezinski's in there, and he's plus 9. Okay, he's got to play more.
You can't just ride one or two guys.
Patino could just strip you down nude.
Whoa. Go to Tim first. Tim, you're muted.
Last year is last year, but you know, this is the exact same score.
Tim!
Yeah! This might be a win.
Yeah, I'm expecting Andy to once again get women to call Strebel and put a montage together and say happy birthday to him in uncomfortable ways.
Yeah, and we want Strebel to sweat and be uncomfortable. Yes. Yes, that's what we want.
There's a chortle.
Oh, God.
Louisville without Jones is Kentucky this year. Not really sure on that one. Then one last one.
Kentucky is a complete embarrassment to college basketball. Like, Louisville without Carly Jones is still better than Kentucky. Like, let's calm down there.
I don't know about that.
I think I agree. I think it's pretty close.
It's close. It's very
close.
But
I think if I had to say it, I'd go with Rummage just slightly.
Okay.
Keep them coming here on ESPN 680 1057.
Some more motorsports coverage last year. We're going to do a little bit more this year as well. So I'm really excited for that. A lot of big things coming this year.
Are you going to have Chernoff on for open wheel breakdowns?
He joins the show regularly anyways. But
I
you
get
know
locked
what?
On to
you know
talk
what?
About
I think
NASCAR.
I'm working on some other things. Some no offense to Chernoff, but some bigger names.
Ooh. And there's a flex right there.
Big
wow.
time.
Wow.
Or we could just do it under the table. I mean, we could do that too.
You want to talk about a burn the tape game for Louisville? That's what this is. That to me, that like this is the proper use. I know we've had other teams in this state use that when they just are terrible, but it's like, no, this to me is the proper use of a burn the tape game.
I am so sick of watching this horrible basketball. And it hurts my feelings, man. To see some, I just want to cry, man. Honestly, it's just so pathetic.
It is
so pathetic.
Would you have a sugar mama, Mitch?
Oh, yes.
Mitch would be perfect for, yeah. He.
Are you kidding me?
He'd be a perfect candidate. Yes, for a
would
sugar
he,
mama?
Would
yeah,
he
absolutely. I could totally
Why?
See
it. Why?
Young, single guy.
Okay.
Just him in his apartment, just hanging out, and he just gets a sugar mama. She takes him out on nice dinners.
Yeah, but you're
you
not
know, puts him
but,
up on vacation.
But I don't know why. You're not giving me a why. You're just giving me a breakdown of Mitch, no. Single in his apartment, lonely, not gambling,
think,
not drinking.
I
like yes,
I think he would accept a sugar mama, and he wouldn't hide it or be ashamed of it. He'd be flaunting it.
Who would be better with a sugar mama, Mitch or Cooper?
Oh, Cooper. It's 100% true.
Keep him coming.
To 5 inches or 6 inches. And those guys, and he was the only one who's that big. Then they were doing it with smaller guys.
We called the number back later in the day and left a message like, hey, we really want to work with you. Please give me a call back. So then I answered the phone when they called back. And you beeped out the name, right, Process? This is, okay, all right, here we go.
Yes, I am Keith Pointer. I am the attorney for one, and I understand she might have gotten herself in a little bit of trouble, and I am here to try to resolve the matter.
You want to resolve the matter?
Yes. That's my job as her attorney. I've been practicing law in Kentucky for 25 years.
Okay. Great.
So what seems to be the problem here? She's given me some of the details of the incident in question, but just please fill me in on what you can tell me.
I already explained to her, Shelby.
No, I don't think you did a very good job, sir. I don't believe she knows exactly what these charges are, and that's why I'm here to resolve this.
It's unbelievable.
What is your name again?
This is great.
And then they hung up right there and got it.
It's remarkable.
He got him.
It is remarkable.
That's great. What sound? Oh, my God.
You're not saying, like, oh, man, they're kind of, like, filling me up here a little bit.
Cal's got to pay the guys that do well on the floor, Sar in Boston, ain't it? I think he meant play.
Are we sure Pat meant play? I mean, he is Cardinal Pat.
Wow.
Cardinal Pat.
The players and the coaches themselves said they weren't ready. After getting embarrassed by a weak team 20 or 48 hours before that. I mean, come on.
And there's no excuse for it.
There's none.
I mean, Mac brought it up that it was the that they got back late in Sunday. Well, who cares? It's on you to get your team ready.
Ethan, are you all right?
Ethan's choking and died in the background, and Jack's just thundering through a generic U of L basketball take. It's fantastic.
Great sound.
Keep him coming.
Fake news, Ennis. I got that from Ennis.
No drugs, no needles, no creams, pills, none of that nonsense. What are you doing?
I said none of that.
No. Grossman, what's he doing, Grossman? None of that. By the way, I have a new IG model for you.
Oh! Ooh.
This is Big Easy got me on to old Alexa.
Oh, he did? Alexa?
Big Easy, can you believe it?
Nah, I can't believe it. I didn't think he's allowed to do those types of things.
I'll show you a couple others.
All right.
I'll show you a couple others. Okay. Keep them coming.
You know, a comment like that makes me say, Andy Sweeney, you're a plant. Like you're an Andy Sweeney plant. They literally, look,
you are
they literally,
you are a Trojan horse.
He made you call in because look, him or Mitch. I'll throw it on Mitch actually because Mitch has been posing as a Louisville fan for the last year.
Dang.
Texter says Drew makes fun of the picture when he had an Instagram picture with stars on it. Okay, yeah, I did that once. That was a mistake. I acknowledge it. It also wasn't an explicit photo posted and sent to a reporter.
Right. It's not even the same ballpark. It's not even the same MFing game, right, man.
He didn't put stars around his D and then send it to somebody else.
That would show a man lying on his bed with a bulge in his pants.
I think the bigger thing here is Cal's not getting any more top five guys.
No, he's still picked. He can pluck them. He can't pluck dominant rosters, though.
He still might get one every now and then.
Yeah, one every now and then, but you're not getting them because of Nike.
And you're not going to get all five
stars. The funnel isn't there anymore.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Sure, I mean, maybe you get one. But Louisville might get one, here and there. Like, I mean, that happens.
No, they don't.
Here she is, Alexa. All right.
Whoa, you can see a lot.
Yeah.
The top part.
Oh, yeah.
You can see, man. Okay, I got her name.
There we go.
In the man cave tonight.
Couple more. That's creepy. A couple more. A couple more minutes. Keep them coming.
Do you like me? I can be your boyfriend. It's over quick. I mean, it's something you wouldn't do if you were bored on a Monday with nothing else to do. But, yeah, it hurts for, 30 seconds or not even that, whatever, 15, mm-hmm. However long it is. And it's over with.
Oh, well.
Fans of Kentucky basketball don't give a damn what these guys do at the next level. What they win at the next level doesn't hang a banner in Rupp Arena.
The opponent throws it to a teammate for a wide open layup or dunk. That has happened the last two games repeatedly. This has reverted to the whack line defense. Certainly, it's been the whack line, not the pack line, over the last two games.
Texas says, I just hope Mac isn't too stubborn to get stuck in his ways to want to switch up defenses, but the whack line isn't doing the job.
because of this move from a boy. That was a nice snort right into the mic there. Your nose right into the mic.
Yeah, sorry.
Texas says, "How upset is MAGA Strebel today?"
I'm not upset at all. I'm not MAGA, and I'm not upset.
Texas says, "My goodness, can someone shut Strebel up? He has no right to comment on anything about Louisville's team sucks.
No, if they
give
suck,
me the
they
South
suck.
South Oldham Dragons over UK basketball.
That's fine. I'm not saying Kentucky's good, but you need to realize when your team sucks, quit sitting there and hiding around. Strebel can't say anything because his team sucks. No, I watch your team. I listen to all of your post games. I can have an opinion, and here's your opinion. You play a big boy team, you get at bottom spanked, and you can get mad all you want. Don't say nothing because your team. No, I can say whatever the hell I want. It's America.
You're on one today.
Yeah.
I can say whatever I want. It's America.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Were you at the Capitol 2 weeks ago?
No.
I mean, thanks for that. It's free speech.
I can say whatever I want about Louisville.
Why are you wound?
There's no stipulations.
Why are you so wound up today? What's going on with you?
Because I knew this fight was going to happen. I knew I'd come in here and analyze Louisville's game and tell you what it was all about and tell you what happened. And these bum Louisville fans, you can't say that. You're a Kentucky fan. Worry about your team. When all you bums
you are
have,
worried about
when
your
all
team.
You bums have no problem whenever Kentucky loses. Strebel, you suck.
I mean, Kentucky's going to be 4-10 by the end of the week.
Here's a double birds text line. I got something for every one of you punks today.
Our press is pathetic and our defense sucks. How is Coach Mack the guy here? Mack is in over his head. Texter says these are all his players and not one of them could play for FSU except Jones.
Except Jones. Shove it in there.
Okay, well, there we go.
Yeah, he plugged it. So, yeah.
Save that.
We are, we're Corona Bros then.
You
and I,
God,
we both
yeah.
had it. We're actual Corona Bros.
My thing is, man, I never thought in my lifetime anyway, I would think to myself, I want FSU's coach and that culture. Leonard Hamilton, dude, I would take him right now and that culture on that program.
I think it's a little bigger than that now. Yeah.
I'm not sold on Mac, dude. I've not been the guy that's been sold on Mac from day one. He's had his moments, man, but what I know from what I see of the defensive philosophy, the guys he recruits or the guy talks about the Super Six, he's absolutely correct, man. These guys ain't doing nothing. You got a few guys.
Actually, I'm not going to inject a focus, or I'm not going to drink a focus. You know how they say that if you drink through the anus, that it hits the body better? That might be what I have to do. I've got to get some. I'm going to die. Oh. I got nothing. For the love of God, go to break.
The anus.
Wow. All right, so where are we at here, Grossman? I know we had a bunch this week. What do we need to do here?
I've skipped a few to where I can play some more if we want, but I got the one last one ready for whenever you want it.
Let's do like three or four more and then get to a last one. How does
sounds
that sound? Strebel's got to get out of here. His wife doesn't even work tonight.
No, I'm
does
fine.
She? Oh, you had the hat ready? What's
that,
a Browns hat?
Yeah.
Oh, they lost last week.
That's
stop.
All right.
You don't act like a Browns fan. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape. Couple more and we'll get out of here. Texas says Strebel's class must have missed the inauguration because he was leading the school chanting outside, "Not my president." Boy, there's a lot of these out here.
I know, and it's not true. I don't know how. Is it because I'm like a large Catholic white man? Is it? Is that what it is?
So his text was, "You have the same colors after every game. These do not represent our fan base, and I know you two don't."
What?
Yeah.
Well, so this texter, do you think this team's going to win?
Yeah, I'm like, what
call
fan
in.
Base? What
267
fan base do you think we represent?
267-9680. I want that texter to call in and you tell me the good things you see about this coaching job and this team right now. Call into the show. Call into the show and you tell me why I'm a bad fan. Why should I not be pissed off at 4-8?
If they match up, if they get a matchup with any type of physical team, they're done.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a soft group of kids, and the coach runs the biggest whack defense I've ever seen, man. That's all I got.
Oh.
always bringing up the whack.
All right, last one. We're going to get out of here. Bonus hour next. We'll have Bellarmine basketball over at 6:45 on 93.9 The Ville. We're back at it at 3 o'clock on Monday. Strieble's got your post-game show for, on the Kentucky side coming up at about 8 o'clock or so right here on ESPN 680 105.7. Mitch, hope you feel better, brother. And Grossman, good job a couple days. We'll see you next week. Last sound, go ahead.
Cole, I've actually spoken to you before. You've been on ESPN 680, 1057, The Take with Andy Sweeney. He's the main host. He's the guy you talk to mostly. But one of his takes was, you know, do we just have a college football season so that Nick Saban can once again look godly and and win and just look fantastic? I mean, it's kind of what it felt like at the end. I'm glad we got to have the football season. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it, especially those Saturday nights, you know, in the fall. But it's just at the very end of it, it was just like, yeah, we played just so Nick Saban can get another trophy. Not that I have anything against that. I like Nick Saban a lot, but, you know, that's to me what it felt like.